Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back again on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you doing, buddy?
Brother Spike, I tell you, four games is too long to have to witness bad baseball. Last night, the boys were back. Bryce was back. Trey T, back twice. Love it. Jackie Baseball. Got to be feeling good today. Although, yeah, I'm not really sure how you should be feeling today.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Okay. Don't worry all about right. It. It'll be addressed at 2:30. I don't need to holler at your boy. It'll be addressed at 2:30.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So an official statement from Jack Fritz about Joe DeCamera at 2:30.
Yeah.
That's what we have to wait until 2:30.
Yeah. I mean, you do. Right. Everyone has to wait.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling good.
A little testy earlier.
I see it.
All right.
Just make sure the aggression is sort of pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, not at us.
We're your friends.
Yeah, yes. Relax. Larry Anderson joins us at 3. Broads joins us for Flyers 50 at 3:30. New Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings with a new first-time entrant.
Uh-oh.
Happens at 4:30. But Phils win last night. 8-3, stop the four-game losing streak. Bryce homers in his first at-bat back. And Trey Turner, two home runs last night. It's nice to see the power back with Trey as well, you know? It's been incrementally coming back. What's he got, 8 home runs?
He's got seven.
Seven.
By the way,
yeah,
every single one of them has been on the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's quite the stat.
Might need another standing O.
No, I think he's fine.
Okay.
I think he's fine. But all we hear about is, oh, my God, his defense. He made an error on Sunday, costing the game. All I hear over and over and over and over again, Trey Turner defense, Trey Turner this, get him to the outfield. The guy's leading the National League in hits right now. I mean, he's leading the National League in hits right now. By war, he's like the third most valuable shortstop in baseball. And if his defense wasn't, of course, it's a question mark. It's shaky. I get it. But like, we've gotten to the point where like the Trey Turner conversation, I feel like, has gotten so out of hand to where we've actually started underappreciating what Trey Turner brings to this team offensively because we're so obsessed with this idea that he's just giving away games defensively. The error on Sunday sucked. It totally sucked. It cost him a game. I get it. That was first error in a month. Like, if you can't see that he's made some incremental improvements defensively, like, I don't know what to tell you. I just think that it had gone so far to now, like, people aren't willing to say, this guy's a really great player. He's still a great player. And I think we've actually gotten to the point where we underappreciate and underrate how great of a player Trey Turner is.
Okay, can I paint this scenario for you? Because I think Trey Turner he's had a great year offensively this year. And that is all well and good. I think Trey Turner's a good player, right? It's all well and good during the regular season. Lead the league in hits, hit 300, blah, 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 blah. But all I keep seeing when you say that we make the defense thing too big a deal is I keep thinking to myself, it's going to be the NLDS or it's going to be the NLCS. It's going to be a 3-2 game in the seventh inning. There's going to be a guy on second with two outs, and there's going to be a ground ball to shortstop, and he's going to boot one. And the run's going to score, and we're going to lose the game because of that defense. So isn't it possible that the defense will show itself, like that little you know, that little thing that you're saying now is a little thing in the regular season, but is a big thing in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, but like anyone can make an error at any point. And if you want to bring that up, okay, I hear you. He could. He also made an unbelievable defensive play in the 2023 NLDS Game 1 that saved the game. Like, and I mean, obviously no one's going to bring that up when we talk about Trey Turner's defense, but it's not like...
Don't even remember it.
It was a ridiculous play. You should remember it. It was special.
Well, bad players make good defensive plays.
Well, yeah.
Bad defensive players make good defensive plays.
I get it,
plays.
But like to worry about the... I just think that we do the same thing with the whole Hoskins conversation, where we let the idea of his defense outweigh what he does offensively, and the defense of Trey is not great, but I think that we're letting it outshine what he brings to this team from an offensive standpoint. He's continuing to show that. I mean, two home runs last night. He could have had a triple last night if not a great play by Vlad Guerrero. I mean, he had three hits on the night. The Trey Turner thing, I think, has gone so far into saying what a bust of a signing and because of his defense, rather than, wow, we still have a really good player here.
215-592-9494. Do you think we make too big a deal out of Trey Turner's defense? I actually don't think so. I do agree maybe that it overshadows the hitting a little too much, but I understand the concern about the defense because I feel like it could rear its head in the most crucial situation, the defense. That's what I'm worried about, is that like we have an error in the NLCS. The 216 hits during the regular season is not going to matter anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? And I'm not saying that's not a legit concern. But here's where I will sort of lean more towards Fritz with this with Trey Turner. He has been better this year. It doesn't mean he doesn't still have issues over there, and he certainly isn't playing the shortstop position at an above average level to where he takes away runs, he takes away hits over there. You just really want him making routine plays and not screwing things up. I know how simplistic that sounds, and that may sound a little bit disrespectful to him. That's not my intention. I'm actually good with Trey Turner. When I hear he only has five errors this season, and Jack just said he hasn't had, that's his first one in a month. That's progress to some degree.
How many errors did he have last year or 2 years ago?
All 17, he has 45.
He got 45 in first
two and a half years. Right. Like two and a third.
And yeah. I don't even know, is 5 in 60 games good? Like,
well,
you say only
to what
five.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 15 error season. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think, like, I understand what you're saying. I understand that sometimes the defense overshadows it. But, like, the point of the Phillies at this point is winning in the playoffs.
Sure.
And, I like, at the end of the day, my concern with – and I think Trey Turner is a good ball player, for sure. But my concern with Trey Turner's defense is not in the regular season. It's not over 162 games. It's in a seven-game series when an error in a seven-game series that could cost you the game could cost you the season.
Yeah, but it's not changing, though. Like,
yeah,
he's
exactly.
I mean, you have to just hope the offense is going to outweigh the defense.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the way I view this with Trey Turner. I am much more focused in on him in the bottom of the eighth or the bottom of the ninth or top of the eighth, top of the ninth if you're on the road and needing a big hit to get a rally going, right, or extend a rally. And do I believe he's going to be able to come through in that situation versus – I'm concerned he's going to get a ball hit to him late in the game and he's going to boot it. I know that's there, but that's way down the totem pole of concerns. The hitting aspect is what you're truly concerned with if you're looking at Trey Turner. And he's starting to hit the ball, couple home runs last night, I'll take it. And if he's going to be that guy, I'll take my chances with him defensively. I'll take my – because first of all, what else are you going to do? I mean, you can go Sosa there, but then you don't get the bat.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, you just have to hope it's not going to be, hope that it's not going to rear its ugly head at mm-hmm. the worst possible time. But I actually think like you're, I just think you're blindfolding your way through this if you're saying it's
a little bit.
Yeah. Like I think truly.
Same for people who would want Reese Hoskins here.
Of course.
You're overlooking what he does at first base defensively because you want what he gives you offensively.
Yeah, but shortstop is a bigger deal defensively than first base is.
Until you drop a ball over there at first base.
Shortstop. And it's made worse by the fact
until
that
Reese drops a ball over there.
It's made worse by the fact that Bohm's over there, too, for sure, who's an average to below average third baseman.
Was like a cat last night. Like
an average to above average third baseman.
Nah.
Stop. How you going to say that the day after that play last night?
All right, great.
How you gonna come over here and say that today?
I
roll into the 2020s.
I don't think people make it too big a deal of his
defense.
They
do, though.
No, because here the point to the Phillies this year is winning the World Series. It's not hits during the regular season. It's not regular season wins. It's not hitting 300. It's none of those things. It's winning in the playoffs. But
what matters more, Spike? Like, you didn't sign Trey Turner to be Jimmy Rollins defensively. Like, you signed Trey Turner to hit in the postseason. And, like, last year in the Mets series wasn't great. Overall, his numbers have been fine in the postseason. I hear what you're saying. Like, if we're here to win the World Series, guess what? If he was hitting 260, yeah, I would say the defense is an issue. I get it. But we focus so much on the defense when the guy's leading the National League in hits is going to be the All-Star again. He's not going to start because Lindor's been so good. But he's going to make the All-Star team again. He's going to be a two-time All-Star in his 3 years here. And after that, he was horrible in the first half of 23 and then was best player in baseball after the standing ovations. Like, he's talked about like he's been a bum here, and he just hasn't been a bum here. Hasn't been a bum.
That's true.
Well, he hasn't been a bum, but
hasn't been a superstar.
With a giant contract and with great expectations comes great responsibility. And the fact is that as good as he's been, he has not lived up to what people expect from him. And honestly, the defense thing. Every time a ground ball gets hit to him, I think about it. And like that's not a position where I want to be thinking about the guy booting it every time the ball goes his way. And that's what I think the worry is.
Team ground ball, by the way.
Yeah,
that wasn't
the one on Sunday.
That wasn't some spectacular play.
Yeah, I don't think the concerns are unfounded, and I don't think they're unfair. I do think to a certain extent, sometimes people let it overshadow the fact that he's a good offensive player. But everyone came into this year thinking about one thing: this team has to win the World Series. And I think there's a better chance that his defense costs you a World Series than his offense wins you a World Series. The end of the day, I think.
That's a unique way to put that.
Like, don't you think that's more likely?
Nope.
No.
You don't think it's more likely?
No. He's going to get four cracks at having an impact at the plate. How many shots he get over there during the game?
Might be four.
Yeah, it's probably about the same.
But he probably makes all four plays.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just being honest about it because I don't dislike the guy. Like, there's plenty of players who have come through here that I'm neither here nor there, and I don't like watching them, and so on and so forth. Trey Turner's not one of those guys. Like, Trey Turner is a player who I enjoy watching by and large, but
it's hard to tell.
No. I haven't been hard on Trey.
Been hard on him. Okay. It's hard to tell how much you like him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, because today, I just think the fears that people have about him defensively are warranted. Because I think it only takes one bad defensive play in the playoffs to lose you a series.
But But they're more obsessed with that than they are talking about what he does offensively.
But this is what happens when your team doesn't get... You could say that about any team that doesn't get over the hump. We say the same... Like,
right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as soon as
a
team...
obsessed over the thing they didn't do.
They didn't do. Right. That's all we... Instead of the things that they do that, and this is the position the Phillies are in right now. Like, they do not have the trust of everyone. They are the friend who didn't show up the morning they were supposed to. They're the girlfriend that cheated on you. I'm just telling you. Everybody put their faith in them the last couple of years, and they didn't come through. Mm-hmm. And now they look for the things that are going to prevent them from winning a World Series. And at this point, Trey's defense is one of those things that people worry about. And I think it's fair. I don't think it's unfair for people to worry about.
So here's where I come with that. It's fair to have that in the back of your mind. Here's what I would say. Coming off of 2 home runs and 3 hits last night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying to myself, hold on. Are we getting a power surge here from Trey?
Well, right? I hope he doesn't fall in love with that either, to be honest.
Well, do you want home runs or not?
Yeah, I want 18 home runs.
Oh, God, you got to have
it. Hit number 300 and high OBP and all that stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's just like I'm starting.
So I'm saying coming off of last night, I'm more or less like, oh, he's starting around the corner. He is rounded in the form. He's back to All-Star. Trey is are the home runs about to come? Because if he finishes, excuse me, with 21, 22, 23 home runs, we're happy with that.
Yeah, as long as hitting over 300 and the OBP is high and stuff like that.
Listen, we'll take 290 with a high OBP.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Thompson tasked him with 380, and he's doing pretty.
380. Well,
what's his OBP now?
I think it's still like 370-ish?
Okay.
370-ish? All right.
Taking more pitches?
Yeah. Well, he's not striking out as much. We're not seeing the crazy chase stuff. He's actually doing what they asked him to do.
Yeah. Offensively, he's been great.
Give him credit for that!
Offensively, he's been great. Yeah. Offensively, he's
I'm
been great.
Saying, I'm just starting to see what the Jalen people are saying about focusing on the negatives. We're starting to focus too much on the negatives. When he needs to make the play defensively, he will.
Oh, right. He needed to make a play on Sunday, and he didn't.
Yeah, it was like, it was like when the, you know, the shooter's like too wide open?
Yes.
In the NBA. Too long to think about it.
Oh, dude, you could have frozen the game at the ground ball was passing the mound, and you could have asked me what is going to happen when that ball gets to Trey Turner, and I would have bet $1 million he was going to boot it. I would have bet $1 million he was going to beat it. 215-592-9494. Do we make too big a deal out of Trey Turner's defense? Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
I think we definitely make too big a deal, especially, you know, the way he's hitting. And I think he's once the season's over, he'll be the guy who we think he is.
And who is the guy that you think he is?
I think he's an all-star. He's a plus 300 batter. I think he's a good ball player, and he's what we need in the playoffs.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call, Gary. I just, the faith that you have that I saw last year when they traded for Carlos Estevez, I saw him blowing a save in the playoffs that would cost, like I saw it. Right. And I feel like I can see the Trey Turner error in a crucial situation in a Phillies playoff game. I can see it happening. And
now,
that's
the concern.
Now, you
want to tell me you don't believe he's going to get a big hit in a crucial situation? I could see that he's more likely to not get a big hit than he is to boot a ball. You know what? You know what's going to happen in October.
What?
He's going to boot a ball then.
Yes.
Yes. See, Spike speaks these things into existence.
I don't want it to happen. I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yes,
and you know what's going to happen? We're going to be at whatever stadium they're playing at, you know, wherever they are, and I'm going to look over at you with my beady dead eyes.
Are we going to be in New York again?
Oh, I hope not.
No, I don't want to go to New York.
No,
again.
I don't want to. Well,
can we at least get San Diego?
Yeah.
Can you like San Diego or
yes,
LA?
Yes,
or something?
Don't send us to Queens. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Your vision is terrifying. I get it. Yeah. And like, I don't want to paint this picture that I think he's J-Roll, because I don't think he's J-Roll. But I just think that we're letting it outshine what he does offensively overall.
215-592-9494. Q in Center City. You're on WIP. What's up, Q?
How you doing? Hey, listen, this is Spike, you down on Trey. You pessimistic on Trey.
No.
I mean, he got a World Series, and he played at infield. So, like, he didn't stop him from winning a World Series.
You know what?
And we didn't.
You know, I'm calling Q. If you could excuse me, I am calling absolute fraudulence on everyone calling this radio station. Absolute fraudulence. All of a sudden, everybody's the biggest Trey Turner fan on the planet because the guy hit two home runs last night. All I've heard anybody do for the year and a half that I've been here, the year and 2 months I've been here, is talk about moving Trey Turner to the outfield because he can't play shortstop and so on and so forth. And he hits two home runs one night, and all of a sudden, everybody's forgotten about everything they say. He has had a great year offensively. He is a butcher at shortstop, and it is absolutely fair for people to be worried that this guy will butcher a ball in the playoffs. It's absolutely fair, and I understand why it overshadows what he does, because it gets to a certain point where nobody cares that Joel Embiid is averaging, you know, more points than minutes played. Nobody cares because of the negatives that we think about. Every negative that everyone has about this Phillies team that they're worried about, the going cold at the wrong time, the bullpen, all of those things are fair. And one of those things on that list is the defense, and that is headed by him. It's by Trey. It's Trey's defense at shortstop. It is Castellanos in right field. It's whoever the hell is playing center field at the moment. And those things can cost you in the playoffs. They don't cost you in the regular season. They'll cost you a game here and a game there. But a game here and a game there, when it's a five-game series or a seven-game series, could mean the end of your season. I understand what people are afraid of. And for everyone today, just be like, ah, no, it's actually not such a big deal. I just like, it seems fraudulent to me. It seems like every I've lived here. I haven't taken one good Trey Turner call in the 13 months I've been on the air here.
Well, you missed some good Trey Turner calls.
I did. Missed around the standing ovation.
Again, he was hitting 350 and started an all-star game in shortstop.
I'll say this. Listen, maybe we're prisoners of the moment, but that's sort of what being fans is.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to be realistic and have a pessimistic outlook on things when the guy just hit two home runs last
great.
Night.
It was absolutely great.
I mean, did he boot a ball last night? He didn't boot a ball last night.
He did not. He did 3 days ago, though.
And we killed him for it.
It was not like two years
Gilio
ago.
Gilio had him back out there in the outfield again, it's just which is a once-a-week thing.
He plays shortstop. You know, it's not like he plays left field or something. The guy plays shortstop. It's the most important defensive position on the field next to catcher, I would say.
I'm with you. When the ball is hit over there,
you're terrified.
I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yes.
I admit that.
So, Q, I get it, man, but you're telling me that, like, this entire time you've been like, nah, Trey Turner's fine.
So that's the thing. We signed him for his bet. So whenever we talked about his defense, it was crazy because his bet went cold on the same time. It wasn't like he was hitting great and he was, like, botching in the field. No, he was botching in the field. He wasn't hitting great. He's hitting great. He's doing exactly what he got signed for. And another thing, if you've been watching Trey Turner, you had to see he's getting better at shortstop. But I don't know if you really watch him, Spike, because you
that is a fair question.
Better at third base.
Wait, what's that?
You just poo-poo bomb hole. Improvement at third base. He's above average.
He's average.
He's above average.
You know, this is.
He's above average.
It's been too long since people watched above average at third base. It really has. Yeah, like, Pedro Feliz was above average at third base.
He was awesome over there.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal right. over
he
there.
He was all right.
He was phenomenal.
Schmidt City, we're saying
Whoa,
that
Scott
Alec
Rowland City. Mike Scott Schmidt, Rowland
Scott
City.
Rowland, okay,
yeah.
Yes.
We're talking about Alec Bohm being above average. Well, he's like the definition of average at third
glove,
base.
We didn't say it was gold glove. You're like below average.
Above average.
Yes, you're pooping the whole progress. I mean, Trey has got better. Better at a shortstop. He got better.
Yes.
100%.
He got better. He gets a balls that he didn't used to get to. Like, he's getting better at shortstop. Put that with his bat. We're doing well.
Like, all right.
I don't think you like Trey. I'm sorry.
Oh, now this is.
That's right. That's right, Q.
This is absolutely unfair. I just I got a tweet here. Who's better at defensively shortstop, Lindor or Turner? Turner has a better fielding percentage and fewer errors.
Well, yeah.
What do you
got to
say about that?
Yeah.
What do you got to say about that?
All that tells you is that you shouldn't look at fielding percentage and errors when you're looking at judging.
What about
baseball
DRS?
Players.
You want to break down the
no,
DRS? What
I
about
don't.
OAA? Outs above average.
I don't. All I need to watch is when I watch Lindor, I'm like, that guy is making his team better defensively.
He's great. He's a great, 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 great player.
Yeah.
He's going to start shortstop at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
But Trey Turner's the best shortstop we've had here, maybe of all time.
Oh, could you stop it?
Oh, stop it.
See, that's where you went too far, yeah.
Well, what?
Do you think he's better than Jimmy Rollins?
Well, he's offensively better than J-Roll, 100%.
So total package, you 100%? Think he's better than
J-Roll? Yeah.
100? No, I don't think so.
You think he's better than Jimmy Rollins?
You think Trey Turner's a better shortstop than Jimmy Rollins? Are you nuts?
Defensively, absolutely not. Offensively, yeah.
So total package. J-Roll
hits for better average.
Yes.
Right? Power's about the same.
Yeah.
Stolen bases, about the same.
Yeah. But also J-Roll, I mean, we like 07 was great.
Yeah.
And then he was not the same player 08 through
11. Where's Trey Turner been 07?
Yeah, Trey Turner's not had one full good year since
Trey
he's been.
Well, last year he was good. He made the All-Star game.
He started he was good for half a year.
For 80 games he was good.
Jack.
don't disrespect.
Better offensive shortstop.
Don't disrespect J-Roll.
So if you had to have one player for 1 year, who would you have? Peak J-Roll or peak Trey Turner?
Peak J-Roll, because peak J-Roll is 07.
Okay.
But it shows how underrated Trey Turner's been.
You're out of your mind. I might team up with the morning show after that. All right, 215-592-9494. Do we make too big a deal out of Trey Turner's defense? Coming up next, we've been promised a statement from Jack Fritz regarding what the morning show did today. I don't listen, so I don't know what the morning show did, but I am told.
Well, I listen painfully.
Yeah, and DeCamera crushed Fritz.
I wanted to call in bad.
It was bad?
I felt like some of it was valid.
Jack, are we going to be able to, we can play some of the DeCamera stuff next?
Yeah, I got like a minute and a half of him.
Okay.
Yeah, laying it on thick.
All right, and your statement is coming up next.
Yeah, yeah. All excited right. for this. Excited for this.
All right, you better man up, dude.
But don't you worry about it.
Okay.
No, I'm about to.
The show is in.
No, I know. Yeah. I know.
Okay, all right.
I know.
Well, get us back on the right track,
no,
man.
No, I am. Right. I am. All right. I will. All right.
All right. All right. 215-592-9494.
J-Roll, no seasons with an OPS over 800. After 2007, by the way. And that was his peak of his power. We're talking about 32-year-old Trey Turner.
All-time hit king.
Okay. So leading the National League in hits in 2025.
So you think Trey Turner's a better shortstop than J-Roll?
Yeah. Well, I mean, overall.
Let's put that out there.
All right.
Yeah, it's 215.
Yeah, 215-592-9494.
You want some negative Trey Turner calls?
Yeah,
that'll be your negative Trey Turner calls. Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.